Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. The time of Chazal, donkeys served two purposes. One purpose was to ride on, and one purpose was to transport packages. So, and each type of use that you had with the animal had its own unique set of kalim, of things that you needed to work with this animal. So says the Mishnah, Hamoicher, that's a chamor, if somebody sells a donkey, leimacher kalev. The different kalim, the different equipment that come along with the donkey are not included in the sale. And Nachum Amadei Omer, Nachum Amadei holds macher kalev, the different kalim that are used in the sale are the different kalim that are used with a donkey are included in the sale. Yehuda, Yehuda's opinion is pamim mechurim. Sometimes they are included, and pamim inim mechurim. Sometimes they are not included. Ketzad, haya chamar lefonav. The person had a donkey in front of him. The kalev olav and all the various kalim that are used with the donkey are actually on the donkey. Vamalai, and the buyer says to the seller, Mechali b'chamor chazeh, sell me this donkey. And as we're going to see, Mitzvah of the Gemara, the way we interpret this statement means to say, sell me this donkey with all of the kalim that are on it. Harei kalim mechurim, so everything is included in the sale. But if he said chamor chuchu, if the buyer says to the seller as a question, is this your donkey? And they then come to terms on selling the donkey, says the Mishnah, and kalim mechurim, the various kalim of the donkey are not included in the sale. Says the Gemara, Amu Ula, the machlokes that we have between the Tanakama and Nachum Amadai is besak v'deskarya, v'desakya, the bags that are used to put the cargo that's on the donkey as the donkey is transporting them. For kumani, the Gemara Willem Tzashem will explain what kumani means. So explains the Gemara. Tanakama sover, it is the opinion of the Tanakama, stam chamor lurk of koi. Donkeys are primarily here to transport people. And therefore, these equipment that we just discussed are used for transporting merchandise, and that is not what is intended when you sell the animal, and therefore that's not the donkey, that's why it's not included in the sale. Whereas Nachum Amadi Sover, Nachum Amadi holds, Stam Chamor L'Masukoi, donkeys are primarily used for transporting cargo, and therefore they're included in the sale. Av Ukaf Umardas Kilkli V'Chama, these are all different types of parts of the animal. The ukuf is the a wooden kalim, is a wooden piece of equipment that's put on top of the saddle. The saddle is like a pillow that's on the animal all day, and it keeps the animal warm. And they used to put on top of it some sort of a wood chair that they sat on when they actually traveled, or they used to put the cargo into that wood type of chair. It shouldn't be directly on top of the animal. Kilkali is some sort of a string that they attach to the animal. Chavak is something that's made out of goose feathers. That's also a string that's attached to the animal. It says the Gemara, Ukov, Mardas, Kilkali of Chavak, Divrechol Mekhurim, since they're used for riding, and even Nachum Amadi, who says that the point that what we look for, the main point of a donkey is transportation, these are things that were also used for transportation, and therefore they're included in the sale. That's the way the Yad Ramah, they were used for transporting cargo, and they're included in the sale. The Ramban and the Rashba say that when Nachum Amadi says that donkeys are primarily here for transportation. So they explain, it's not that the Gemara means to say that Nachman Madi holds that they're used for transportation and they're not used for riding. Of course, Nachman Madi agrees that these animals are, that a donkey is used for riding on. Nachman Madi doesn't means to say that we don't only take riding consideration when we think about a donkey, but we also take in consideration that it's used for transportation. That means the Tanakhama only takes into consideration the fact that it's used for riding on. And Nachman Madi takes the transportation use of the donkey also to consideration, but not that he means to discount the riding part. Meisvei asked the Gemara, says in a Braisa, Chamav Kelev Ani Moichalach, I'm selling you a donkey with its kelim. So the Loch is a Reza Mocher, as a Ukov, as a Madas, as a Kilkli, as a Chavak. Avaloi Mocher, what is not included in the sale, Sak V'Tufyu V'Kamoni, these are different types of parts that are used primarily for transportation. Ubizman, Shamalai Hiva Kamash Allah, but if it was clearly stated that I'm selling it with everything that's on it, then the halachas kula mechurim, they're all included in the sale. What do we see from here? Tamad amalei, only because it was clearly verbalized, chamar v'kelov, that we're not just selling the donkey, we're selling chamar v'kana, kelov, that's when who the kani ukav medas, that's when the ukav medas are included in the sale. Haloi amahachi, if that wouldn't have been expressed that way, then it seems loy, they wouldn't be included in the sale. But we just learned that everybody that the ukav madas kukli, everybody agrees are always sell included in the sale. Answers more no, that's not the way to understand the brisa. Who I did dafagav the loy amalei chamar v'kelov. Even if they did not expressly indicate chamar v'kelov nami ukav madas mechurin, they would be included in the sale. So what are we learning in this brisa? The Hakamashmon, this brisa is coming to teach us the Afagav the Amalei Chamar v'Kelev. So they did use the extra words of Chamar v'Kelev. So as we usually explain, when extra words are used, it comes to add more things in the sale. Says the Gemara, still Sak v'Diski v'Kumni Loikani. They're not included because even though, as we said, extra words do indicate extra things to be included in the sale, they still have to have some connection to what is happening here. If it's not related at all, they're not included. So we keep on speaking about the kumni. So ask the Gemara, my kumni, what exactly is the kumni? Amra papa bashmul, maktva denashi. It's type of a saddle that women use when they travel, because women sit on the donkey differently than men. They sit side saddle, and therefore the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, the Rashbam explains the Gemara. So when a woman is sitting on the animal, since she's not sitting in the animal in the usual fashion one would sit on an animal, the woman is considered not necessarily like a person in that regard. She's of course a person, but in this regard she's considered like cargo, and therefore kumni is considered a caliph cargo. Ibailhu, Biden Olaf. So now they ask the Shaila. The machlokes between Nachman Madi and the Chachamim is in what situation, asked the Gemara. Is it only when the sack and daskia are on the animal? And still the Chachamim hold that they're not included in the sale. Avol kasha'en an olav, when these are not on the animal, in such circumstances, Maidulul Nachman Madi will agree that they're not included in the sale. Or we could say, Idilma b'sha'en olav machlaikus. The machlaikus of Tanakam Nachman Madi is when these things are not on the animal. Avol but oidim olav, when they're actually on the animal, under those circumstances, the Rabbanan will agree with Nachman Madi that they are included in the sale. Toshma, so says the Gemara, at the end of the Brice it says, when they said Chuv Chamash Olav, then the halacha is that Hare Kulan Mechurim, the sack and the diski and the kumni are included in the sale. Now, this brisa is obviously speaking about a case where they're on the animal. And here we see that only when they're spoken out and they're on the animal, when we have these two conditions, that they're on the animal and it was verbalized that they're included in the sale, then they're included in the sale. But if not for that, just because they're on the animal doesn't include them in the sale. And the Gemara points this point. Yeah, b'shalom b'ayin olav machlokes. So if we'll say the machlokes is even when they animal, when they're on the animal, hamani, we'll explain that this b'raisa, Rabbanan, he is following the opinion of the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that under normal circumstances, they're not included in the sale, unless it was spoken out and they're on them. Eliam k'shen under the love machlokes. If we're going to explain when the it's not on them, that's when there's a machlokes. Ava ben oidim olav, when they're on the animal, the reyakol mechurim, that everybody agrees they're automatically included in the sale. So how will we understand how many, how will we understand who is the town of this price? It's certainly not Nachum HaModoy, and now according to this, not the Rabbanan either. Answers, the Gemara l'oilam b'esh'ena oidim olav machlokes. The machlokes is when they're not on it. And this price Rabbanan he, price refers to Rabbanan. Ve'ema, we're not speaking about a case where they're actually on the animal. If they're actually on the animal, then they will be included in the sale, because we're going to learn now that when they're on the animal, anything that's an animal is included. Here, it wasn't on, but the way it was expressed, these are things that do have a place on the animal, that's when the Rabbanan will agree that they're included in the sale, even though they're not actually on. But if they're actually on, the Kavita Rabbanan will agree that they are included in the sale. So the Gemara ties a different raya. Toshma, Rabbi Yudaimer, Pamim Mechurim, or Pamim Shana Mechurim. Sometimes the various Kalim that we're speaking about it are included in the sale, and sometimes they are not. My love, what? How do we understand what Rabbi Yehuda means to say? Amai the kama kan kama, kar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is addressing the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that according to the Tanakama, these kalim are on the animal, but they won't be included in the sale. According to Nachum HaModoy, they are included in the sale. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are sometimes yes and sometimes not. But we see clearly that just because they're on the animal, the Rabbanan don't include them in the sale. Says the Gemara, Loi, we should not view Rabbi Yehuda as addressing the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda milsachrita kama. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a different situation altogether. That means Nachum HaModoy and Tanakama were speaking when the kelim are not on the animal. When they're on it, when the kelim are on the animal, both Nachum HaModoy and the Rabbanan will agree that they're included in the sale. And now Rabbi Yehuda comes to say that just because they're on the animal, that doesn't mean they're included, as we learned and will learn. It depends how the conversation went between the seller and the buyer. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Toshma. We learned in our previous year, the Mishnah said, "Machas a karin." If you sold the wagon, loy machas a produs. The animals are not included in the sale. The Tanarat Achlifa by Marava Kameder Bavua, in explaining a brisa explaining that machas a karin, machas a produs. He says that if you sell the wagon, the animals are included. So now we have a stira. Vamalei, so he asked immediately, Vanan, have we not learned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin that loy mochatanan, that they're not included in the sale? Vamalei, and because of this question, Rav Tachlifi asked him, Asmei, should I perhaps omit this brisa that it's not authoritative? Amalei loy, there's no reason to do so. To Sagam Masnisra, we could explain the brisa about Dukumbay, that they are connected. Michlal, so that means the Mishnah when it says that the animal, selling the wagon doesn't include the wagon. Selling the wagon doesn't include the animal. It's referring to a situation where they are not connected. So the Gemara wants to suggest that the first Mishnah in this series is called the Reisha. The second Mishnah in this series is called the Seifa. So if we're interpreting the previous Mishnah that's referring to a situation b'she'en oidin olav, where the animal and the wagon are not connected to each other, Seifa nami b'she'en oidin olav, where they're not connected. And only because these things are not on the animal do the Rabbanim say they're not included in the sale. Seemingly, that if they were on the animal, even the Rabbanim would agree that they are included in the sale. Adrabba, says the Gemara, if we want to bring a raya from what one Mishnah is speaking about as a raya what the other Mishnah is speaking about, we can make a counter argument. Amaresha, let's go back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah spoke about selling a ship, and we said that if you sell a ship, and we explained my antiki, what is the definition of antiki? We explained that it's cargo that's on the boat. So we see that we're speaking about something that's on the boat. Isn't that an indication that our Mishnah, which we're calling the Sefer, because it's a much later Mishnah, is also referring to a situation, Ba'in Olav, that what we're speaking about is on the animal, and it's still the subject of Tanakama Nochma Modai. So we see that the previous Mishnah is speaking about a case where they're not connected, and this Mishnah is speaking about, the first Mishnah is speaking about things that are connected, and the second Mishnah is speaking about a situation where they're not connected. So how do we understand the Mishnayis, says the Gemara Tana, Mili Mili Ketani. Every Mishnah is taught individually. And every Mishnah is speaking about a case that belongs to that Mishnah. And we can't learn the halacha of one case. The fact that one Mishnah is speaking about a certain situation is not indicative anyway about what the other Mishnah is speaking about, and therefore that can't be a raya one way or the other how to understand the case of our Mishnah. And the Gemara doesn't continue this discussion. Simen Zagam Nesen. Amar Abayir, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosser, Rabbi Simchus, Rabbi Nochma Modai, Kula Sfirle, Kimazman in the Shmidi, if somebody sells something, Iyu V'kol Tashmishe Mizbabin, everything with it is included. But there's a very important point that the Rishonim make here. The Gemara is going to give us different situations where different items weren't included in a sale. And each man, the Omer, is speaking about a specific, unique situation. And when the Gemara is saying that they all say the concept that when you sell something, everything is included, doesn't mean that each one of these Tanoim have to agree with each other. They don't necessarily agree with each other at all. What the Gemara means to say is that in different applications, each one of these Tanoim use this concept. But it's not to mean that they all have to agree with each other in every one of the cases that it's mentioned. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, what is Rabbi Lezer? The Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer, Oimra Moicha, Space Abad. If you sell, we spoke on Daf Samach Zayin, if you sell an oil press, Mochas HaKaira, the beam that's used to crush the olives is included. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the town of Shimon Gamliel, I'm a Mochas HaIr. If you sell a city, Mochas HaSnatar, we had quite an extensive discussion. Does a snatter mean an individual who's involved in the administration? Does it mean a field? Rameya, the Tanya, Rameya, I'm a Mochas HaKerem. You sold the vineyard, the poles that are used to support the vines are included in the sale. Rav Nosav Simchas, because we learned in the beginning of our perek that when you sell a boat, the bitzas v'dugas, which were examples of the small boats that are next to the big boat, are included. Nachma Amadei Hadamorin. So each one of them has given us an example of a sale being defined more broadly. Rav Yehuda said in our Mishnah, Pama Mechurim and Pama Eina Mechurim. Sometimes they're included and sometimes not, depending how the sale was verbalized. And I asked the Gemara, yes, trying to understand this halacha. My Amarava, my Shna, why does Rabbi Yehuda differentiate if the sale was verbalized with the words Chamar Chazu or my Shna Chamar Chahu? Amar Ravas, to which Rava responds, Chamar Chazu, when the word Chamar Chazu is used, when the words Chamar Chazu are used, it's obviously a situation, Yada the Chamar Dedehu. The buyer was aware that this donkey belonged to the seller. Vahai the Kamale Zu, and the reason he used the word Zu in the deal was Mishum Kalev Kamale, to say this animal with everything that's on it, all the Kalim that in the animal should be included in the sale. Mishum Kalev Kamale. On the other hand, when the buyer said to the seller, Chamar Chahu, what he meant to say was the Layada. He wasn't actually aware the Chamar the Dehu, that this animal belongs to this seller. And what he meant to say to him was Chamar Chahu, does this animal belong to you? And what he meant to say was that are you willing to sell it? So they're focused on the animal and they're not focused on anything that's attached to the animal. Says the Mishnah, Mechas Chamar, somebody sells a donkey, Mechas Asayich, the child of the donkey is sold along. Mechas Apara, but if you sell a cow, Loi Mechas Bino, the son is not included. The Tosfos Yontif asks, why by Chamar does the Mishnah use the word Sayich, and by Apara does the Mishnah say Bino? The child of a donkey is a sayach, the Gemara will explain. The child of a para is an eagle. So why, instead of calling it an eagle, does the Mishnah call it a bina? So the Tosfos answers that we want to use the word sayach, as the Gemara is going to explain, for why there's a special reason why the child of a chamar is called a sayach. But when we speak about the child of a para, even though it's called an eagle, there's no special significance in that name. And since there's no special significance in that name, so instead of to emphasize that there is a difference between a child of a donkey that has this unique name versus the child of a para, that the name doesn't represent any uniqueness, that's why the Gemara, that's why the Mishnah didn't call the child of a para eagle. Macher Ashpa, if somebody sold somebody a garbage dump, a place that's either 3 tefachim deep or 3 tefachim high, which was used to leave waste there, Macher Zevla, if there's any fertilizer that's produced from waste, it's included in the sale. Macher Bar, if somebody sold a water pit, Macha Memea, the water that's in the water pit is included in the sale. Macha Kaveris, if somebody sold a beehive, Macha Dvarim, the bees are included. Macha Shaivach, if somebody sold a nest, Macha Yanim Shabai, the birds that come and go from that nest are included. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Dami, why the Mishnah differentiated between the sale of a donkey, where the sayach is included, versus the sale of the cow, where its child is not included. And the Gemara wants to know why. Idamale, if it was clearly spelled out that the sale is he a benob, so then the halacha ought to be afilu para benob nami, the sale is of both of them. If on the other hand, the loy amale he a benob, so afilu chamon nami loy, answers the Gemara amara papa. In both cases, Damalai, he did not mention the children. In the Mishnah, speaking about Damalai Chamar Manika, I'm selling you a donkey that's nursing, or Par Manika, and I'm selling you a cow which is nursing, Ani Maichalach. So explains the Gemara. Bishlam Apara, when we speak about a cow, Iklamem L'chava Boilei, the purpose of a cow is to give milk. And he's selling the cow, so we should have the milk. El Chama my Kamalei. People don't buy donkeys. People don't buy donkeys for the milk. And particularly because the halacha of the milk of a donkey is not kosher. So nobody's going to buy the milk. And moreover, as the Rashba explains, well, the baby, the child of the donkey needs that milk. But that's not what is meant when you focus on the fact that it's nursing. When you focus on the fact that it's nursing, you focus that it's there for others. Others don't use camel milk, don't use donkey milk. El chamama kamalei, why do you add the word manika by the donkey? Shmamina hi ubana kamalei, he meant to sell the mother and the child. So ask the Gemara, as we mentioned, why is the child of a donkey called a sayach? Vamai karalei sayach, says the Gemara, shemahalach acha sichana. If a young donkey versus an old donkey, an older donkey is stubborn and won't just move because you want it to move. A young donkey doesn't have that characteristic of being stubborn, and it'll move when you tell it to, it's easier to get it to move. If you speak to it nicely, it'll move. Amar Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar Rav Yochanan, my diksiv, the pasuk says, Al ken yomru ha-moshlim, the pasuk is speaking about when we had the melchama between Sichon and Moav, and Bilam said nevuah regarding that battle, and he said that Sichon will prevail over Moav and take the entire land of Moav. And the pasuk gives a whole long speech about that. What is that sukkim coming to teach us? Explains the Gemara, Moshlim are referring to the tzaddikim, ha-moshlim be-yitzrim, who are able to overcome the Yetzahara. And they say, bo cheshben, bo v'nachshev cheshbonai sholoylam. Let's make a calculation of hefsa mitzvah k'neged tzchara. Let's see what is worthwhile and not worthwhile in life. And then let's think about tzchar aveira k'neged hefseda. How much there is to lose by doing an aveira. You may have fleeting enjoyment from doing an aveira, but it's not something that's worthwhile. T'bonav v'sikonin, imata oisekein, if you live your life in such a fashion, t'bonav v'olam haza v'sikonin l'olam haba, you will have a great in this world and great in the next world. So the Yaris Tavash explains that Cheshbon was a small city that was on the border. And Moav did not really pay much attention to that city. Because Moav's thinking was, it's a small, insignificant city sitting here on the border. And that's why it was very easy for Sichon to take over that city. And then the rest followed very easily. And the Gemara is teaching us, explains the Yaris Tavash, that sometimes people allow the Yetzirah to have a little foothold, big deal, but from that little foothold, much happens. The Beis Yisrael explains, Yoimru HaMoshlim, what does it say it beloshen us, it will happen? It should have said Omra HaMoshlim. What it's teaching to us is that this lesson, Yoimru, in all generations, in all future generations, it is our obligation to think about this and live our lives with this perspective. The Sefer, Yadavim Moshe, explains the Gemara, that, as we said, Sichon worked hard to be able to do battle and conquer Moav. And what they didn't realize is that they're not going to have the benefit. Ultimately, this all comes to Klal Yisrael. As Chazal teach us, Amon u'Moav tira b'Sichon. We weren't supposed to take over countries of Moav and Amon. So if we would have remained with Moav, Klal Yisrael could have never conquered these lands. Only because Sichon conquered the land, from Sichon, Klal Yisrael is allowed to take land. And that is a tremendous lesson for life. Sometimes we work very hard. We think that it's worth working very hard. And we're not even working for ourselves. We're working for others, that we won't have any benefit from this. And just like Sichon went to war for not having any benefit. And if we live our life realizing, was it worth it? Is what we're doing worth it? Will we have any benefit from what we are doing? We may do things very, very differently. The Chak of Rebbe explains, what does be boiv nechshev cheshbonish shalom? He says that the Gemara says that everybody should look at himself as a beinoni, 50-50. That everybody should look at the world as being mechza, 50-50. You do one mitzvah, you change the course of your life, and you change the course of the entire world. And you do one aveira, you bring down the entire world. And what the Gemara is trying to say is, every time we do a mitzvah, we shouldn't just think, well, we're doing one small mitzvah. We're changing ourselves and the entire world. And chas v'shalom, if we do an aveira, we should think about themselves that we are changing, that what we are doing to ourselves and to the entire world. The Satmar Rebbe asks, why does the Gemara speak about a moishlim b'yitzram? Not only people who are moishlim b'yitzram. Doesn't everybody have to live that way? Says the Satmar Rebbe, that what we're learning from here is that we don't necessarily have that ability that we are to be considered moishlim b'yitzram, that we have this tremendous power over our yetzara. But the previous generations did have that power. The Shem Shmuel, along the same line, says that here we're speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do it. And it's the way we should live our lives is that even though we're not Moshe B'Yitzram, we don't have the strength, if we live a life following the way they lived their life, then we will be able to live that life as well. Another pshat that I saw that the Kedusha Tzion explains, that what the Gemara, the Pasuk, are trying to teach us is how are we supposed to look and view our battle with the Yetzirah. We're supposed to look at a battle of the Yetzirah as a battle, as a real battle, like somebody going to the war. And when somebody goes to war, there's all sorts of strategies and all sorts of different approaches how to be able to prevail in war. And what the Gemara is teaching us is, when you're fighting with the Yetzirah, look at it like a war. And that's why the Kedusha Tzion explains there are all sorts of gezeiros that Chazal made, all sorts of gedorim, rules that Chazal instituted. They're all there as strategies to help us be able to win the war against the Yetzirah. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara means Moishlim B'Yitzram. What the Gemara means is that it says it B'Loshon Rabbim. And what the Gemara means to teach us is that we have to join together in a group. HaMoishlim B'Yitzram, people who join together to fight the Yetzirah, to live their life properly, one gives strength to the other, perhaps like going into a battle where we have a whole army, it's not one individual, then we're able to prevail. The Rav Avadya Yosef says, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, B'tachbulo is tasla mechoma. A person goes to war, as we just explained, has to have a strategy. So Rav Avadya Yosef explains that the Gemara here is saying that going to battle with the Yetzirah should be viewed as going to a battle. And when you go to battle, you look for strategy, you look for the weapons that are most useful. What is the most useful keli, says the says Ravad Yosef Zatzal, that we could use in going to the battle with the Yetzer Hara. He says that the Torah is the bras, as the Gemara says, brasli Yetzer Hara, brasli Tari Tavon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzer Hara, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu created Torah, which is the antidote. And that's why a person should live his life and connect himself to Torah. That's how we'll be able to prevail over the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains that what's the cheshbin that the Gemara says, boy v'nas cheshbonei shalolam. So he quotes the Gemara that says, bo chabakuk v'midan al achas. Chabakuk went and took all of the mitzvah, took all of the Torah and reduced it to one line. And the one line he reduced it to is the tzaddik b'munaso yichya, that what's necessary, what should guide us, and what should be the principle we live with, is amuna. Boy v'nachshav cheshbonei shalolam, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. If we live our lives with amuna, if we live our lives with the principle of amuna, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amuna b'tochen, guiding our life, then we will be successful. The Rambam says that what does the Gemara mean when it says bo v'nachshav cheshbonei shalolam? But the Gemara means, as it says in Pirkei Avos, that there people make a mistake, and people think that there's some mitzvahs that are more valuable, there's some averus that are more significant. Bo v'nachshav cheshbonei shalolam. The Gemara is teaching us, don't make those kind of calculations. On the contrary, what is the way we're supposed to live? We're supposed to live that every mitzvah is extremely valuable, and every avera is extremely dangerous. And if we live our life viewing every mitzvah and every avera in that way, then we will be able to prevail over the Yetzer Hara. The pasuk continues. The pasuk says, "Ir sichin," to teach us. If a person treats himself like this young donkey that we've been speaking, shemahalach acha sichano, that is easily convinced to do the wrong things. Max of Akrov, what does the pasuk say? Ke'esh yotza mechashbin. Teitze esh min mechashbin. A fire will emanate from those that think about the world, the tzaddikim that we just described. V'toichel es esh enem mechashbin. And it will consume those that don't live their life that way. U'lehava mekirya es sichayim. Bekirya tzaddikim shenikra sichin. They will go out, a fire will emanate from the tzaddikim, who are called sichin trees, ochla or moyev, samahalach achiyitzroi, will be able to prevail over those that go after the Yetzer Hara, kayazeh, shemahalach achasichano. Bali bomas arnan, elgase reach, that speaks about people who are arrogant, amamarka, odmashesh by gases ruach, anyone who is arrogant certainly has no hope. So anybody who is arrogant, knife of Gehenna will fall into Gehenna. The Niram, says the Gemara, I'm a Rasha. If a Rasha says, "Of ain Rom, there's nobody on top of me," as we said, he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ovad Cheshbon, Ovad Cheshbon and Shalolam, there's nobody who's controlling and paying attention. I'm Adivan, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamtem et Shiyov Adin. Let's wait till the person will have to give a din v'cheshbon. V'nasam ad noifach, at Shetetze Eish. This person will be consumed by a fire, she'ena tzrich in the fuach, that doesn't need any fanning to grow. The fire of Gehenim, ad mevda, ad shetavden neshmason, until they will be in pain, v'amriloi, ad the oved madabai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to them whatever he wants. And as many mefarshim explain, we many times see that Rishoyim in this world is successful. And it's difficult for us to understand how are they enjoying that success. But the Pasuk says, Ad Meivai, when HaKadosh Baruch, there will come a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay them for what they have done. Amar Yudam Rav Kala Parish B'Divrei Torah, anybody who separates himself from Divrei Torah, Eish Achlosa, will be consumed by fire. Shanama V'Nesati Espanei Behem, Me'esh Yotza V'esh Teichlam. They separated themselves from the Torah, which the Torah is called fire, as the pasuk says, Haloikoi Dvorai Koesh, and they will be burned with a fire of Gehenim. Kasher of Dimami, Rabbi Yonasan, Kala Parish, Atzma Devei Torah, anyone who separates himself from Devei Torah, Noifel Gehenim will fall into Gehenim, Shnema Odom Toyim Derech Haskel, Pekahal Reform Yenuach. Vein Reform El Gehenim, Reform refers to Gehenim, Shnema Velayodai Kirifoim Sham, the Imkesh Oil Kuriao. Those people who don't learn Torah and separate themselves from the way of Torah are the people that will fall in ultimately into Gehenim. I saw that Chazal teach us Talmid Chachamim Ein Or Shel Gehenim Shel Behem. Someone is a Talmud Chacham, the fire of Gehenim cannot prevail over him. Why? Because as we just said, Torah is considered a fire, and therefore, somebody who learns Torah is a fire, and he won't be affected by other fire. But it goes further than that. Not just those that learn Torah, but even those that support Torah. Somebody, and that's what the Gemara means to say, parish medivrei Torah, or somebody who separates from Torah. It's not just not always is somebody able to learn, but somebody's always able to support those that learn, and somebody distances himself, doesn't learn, doesn't support those that learn, will be suffering. The says, then I saw a very powerful pshat. We know there are people who have a very bad attitude towards Torah. And they, not only don't they learn, but they discourage and speak negatively about those that do learn Torah. Says the Gemara, somebody who tries to convince other people not to learn Torah. The worst thing is, it's bad enough that you're not learning Torah. But if you're merapa atzmei v'divrei Torah, if you will try to convince other people to not learn Torah, then that is the biggest, that's the worst thing you could do when you fall into Gehenim. Another pshat that I saw, that the Gemara means to say, kol ha'parish atzmai b'divrei Torah, is the Gemara is trying to tell us, how does a person end up this way? And what happens, the Gemara is saying, is that it's avera gaveris avera. If somebody separates himself from Torah, and he doesn't learn Torah, and he doesn't live a life of Torah, ultimately, what will happen with that person? Ultimately, what happened to that person is that if you don't connect yourself to Torah, and you don't learn Torah, and you don't live a life of Torah, then you start living a life of Avera. And once you live a life of Torah, then the halacha is, then the end you'll be in Gehenim. Din Yaakov explains that what the Gemara means to say is like this. The Gemara says that actually Klal Yisrael are Azim. Klal Yisrael are very strong people. What makes the Klal Yisrael should be, what teaches Klal Yisrael to behave the way they're supposed to behave? The fact that they learn Torah. But if not, if they don't learn Torah, which Torah makes us into better people, and Torah tells us, Torah informs us how to live our lives, then at the end, we're not going to have that influence of Torah. And if we're not going to have that influence in Torah, then we're going to end up in Gehenim. What Torah, living Torah, learning Torah does, it makes us into the kind of people we ought to be. Because if not, the consequences are very serious.